This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Mr. Don Hang Wong on November 15, 1980, at his residence. Okay, Mr. Wong, where are your parents from?
From Canton. My mother, she never come here.
Uh-huh.
My mother stayed in Toisan.
Toisan, okay. Your father's from Toisan too?
Yeah, from Toisan too.
Okay. what did your parents do in China?
He come from China, young too, you know, he got nothing to do. They come to the United States to the business. Yes.
Well, your father came. When did your father come?
Oh, I think he come. I forget about a year, a long time ago. He come from China. He come from China, little boy, you know. And he go back home to marry my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm born. He come back. He go back to China again.
Mm-hmm.
Another brother. You know?
And what did he come to the United States to do?
Oh, you know, long time ago, Chinese people can't do that much business to do, you know, see?
Yeah.
Just own a small store, you know. Chinese grocery store, just not big one, like it is, very small, you know. Same like it now, the small papa mama store, so.
Okay. In Los Angeles?
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
But I don't like San Francisco, you know, see? So I work for my daddy morning 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. See? He gave me $20 a month. no vacation, no Sunday, nothing, you know.
Yeah.
The only Sunday he gave me 1 hour go to Sunday school, that's all, you know.
Oh.
But I don't like it, that's it. I can't stand that, see. So I quit.
When was that? That you were
1915. 1915 to 1916, you know, see.
Uh-huh.
But I can't stand my father, he told me. So I still come to, you know, the Los Angeles by myself, you know.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I got a, you know, cousin, and he got a producer on the last street, uh-huh, the market, and I stayed, I work for him, you know.
When were you born?
I was born 1901.
1901.
And it came to China.
China.
Yeah.
And
I
when
come,
did, okay.
I come from China in 1915. I am 14 years old.
Did your father bring you or did you come by yourself?
Oh, I come by myself.
Uh-huh.
I come by myself.
But when you came, your father was already here.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
He was already in San Francisco.
Yeah. See, you know what, before, you know, the Chinese come to the United States, not easy, you know. Happened my father got business.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, the children can come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If my father, he cannot, no business, I can come.
Mm-hmm.
So, come watching son, you know. Come watching son.
Mm-hmm.
So, since your father got business, I come with my father to take care of business. I can do that in Chinese law before, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not like it now, you know, before he.
Do you have any other brothers or sisters who came too?
No, just by myself.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters did you?
No, I got one brother.
One brother. He never came?
He never came. He, my father, not like he come here, he would stay home.
Oh. Was he younger or older than
you? Oh, he's younger.
Younger.
I am 5 years younger.
Uh-huh.
I'm 14, it's nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did your mother ever come?
No.
To the United States?
But my father, when she comes, she don't like it. You know, before Chinese different, you know. You know, housewife don't stay in home, you know. Not like a condo place, no. Yeah.
So, she never wanted to come?
No.
Okay. Did
my father, every time when she comes, she does not. No, I don't like it.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So, did your father return to China?
Yeah.
When did he return to China?
He returned in 1925.
1925. Yeah. He returned there to retire?
Yes, retire. Yeah.
Retired.
Oh, because he made quite a few money by China beautiful home, you know, by large land, you know, so he can, my farm is just small, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
But he stayed there, Chinese.
Hmm. So you don't remember roughly when your father came to America?
No, but I forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not born yet, you know, he came. Yeah. I don't know when. I know,
Did he come here, come to the United States, and then go back to China to get married,
yeah.
and then come back here again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, for time, you know.
Yeah.
I know he come to the United States, he go back to China to marry. I am born, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He come back to the United States again. Yeah, because I'm five, 6 years old, my father go back home again, see? So I'm not a young brother. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. After that, and he go back to China 1914, see? 1914,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did your father work in the grocery store the whole time he was in San Francisco?
No, his boss.
Huh?
Yeah.
But the whole time he was in San Francisco, that was his line of business.
Yeah, yeah.
Was okay. The grocery store was a Chinese grocery store.
Yeah, Chinese grocery store.
In Chinatown.
Oh, Chinatown.
Uh huh. Okay. And your place of birth was in Canton City. Did you say, or were you born out in Toisan?
No, I was born in Toisan.
In Toisan.
Toisan.
Uh huh. Did you live the first 14 years in Toisan or in Guangzhou?
No, I was born there. I hike to San Diego. I was 9 years old. I go to the Canton City.
Uh-huh.
Become a pioneer. He is a young man.
Okay. Did you go to school in China?
Yeah, go to school in China.
Uh-huh. Go to through.
Lai Bai Hong.
How many years of school did you have in China?
Oh, you know, in Toisan, I am 7 years ago to attend school, you know, for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 years old, I go to Canton City. See?
Mm-hmm.
I stay with my Kanyang, you know, Kanyang, I come from my Kanyang for 14 years old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I go to school how many? Six years, okay.
Okay.
Chinese school, yeah.
Chinese school. And then when you came in 1914 to San Francisco?
No, 1915.
Or 1915
yeah.
to San Francisco. Did you go to school?
No. No, I cannot change to school.
Why not?
You know that San Francisco, just one school. Just one school, the only Chinese. I am 14 years old. I go there. See?
Mm-hmm.
I am too old, you know. This school is for the boy, you know. They're all from 6, 7, 8, 9 to 12 years old. I'm 14 years old. Yeah. But every time I go here, no place.
Mm.
No place for me. Mm. Before, not like it now, you know. Now, you have the school, you know. Before, nobody cares. You go, no school, nobody cares. You know? Yeah.
Mm. So you were too old to go to that school,
huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No special school to go, you know.
Was there any other kinds of night school?
No night school at all. No night school at all. The only the church night school, every night, Monday to Friday, just 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
After you go to school, you learn English. But you come out, but nobody talk English, all talk Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So this been hard for me, you know. See,
mm-hmm.
See, you work in Chinese store, all Chinese customers come in. You cannot change.
Mm-hmm.
Been hard. You can find. You been hard. Come 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can count that too, you know. Not
yeah.
change at all.
Yeah.
See, you work for 12 hours a day. 1 hour of the school. What can you do? You know, you close the door. You close the book. Come to the store. Have to work. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody talk to you for the Chinese. The only San Francisco, just like a small country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you the telephone company, you know, the door number, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Only all I want to talk to who, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
If you took the high and found it, then you build it up a high, high, and high, high, to the foul. You can tell from Gunshi High Hong and foul. Gosh, it's all.
Oh.
Hard, hard, I guess. They have a good day, they have lock a home, shut their home for me, good time home for any again. No, I get it. All I'm telling you. The whole night yourself, then you come to go.
So, Nay, you were in San Francisco for 1 year, 1915 to 1916,
yeah,
working for your father.
Yeah.
And you thought that the hours were too long?
Yeah.
Too hard work?
Yeah. No hard work, no money. $20 for whole month, you know, see?
Did you think it was very little money at the time?
Huh? Oh, yes, it's a little money too, you know.
But didn't your father expect you to stay and help him?
Huh?
Didn't your father
expect
you?
No, he wouldn't stay, you know, he wouldn't give me $5 more. See? I don't want more, you know, see? See? I am big boy now, you know, see? I am 14 years old, but I am big boy, you know, see? I am not little boy, see? I come from China, I'm 14 years old. I 5'3", 120 pounds. I'm a big boy, you know, so I'm not a little boy, you know, so I can't stand that, you know. See, I go to church all the time, I like go there, you know, see friends, you know. See everybody, I'm not like, I'm not old Chinese, you know, see. Old Chinese people don't do anything, not do that. But I go with my Kai Niang, you know, in the church. Not every day, large people, you know, I know large people. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So my idea with my father, that's different, you know. So, but my father, you stay here. After 4 or 5 years, I give you money, you go back to China to marry, see. That way, see, but I don't like it then. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did you meet your wife?
Oh, this long story.
Uh-huh.
Very long story.
Is your wife American born?
No,
Chinese.
Hoi Peng. Oh, Gong this very long story.
Uh-huh.
You like it here?
Yeah,
you
don't. Sure.
No, right? I come to Los Angeles. I'm 15. You know, see? I go to church too. I meet a girlfriend. I'm 14, you know. My girlfriend, she's 16, you know. She's 16, but her father, very, very rich, you know. I think he's rich man in Los Angeles, Chinese, you know, big business. I'm 14, she's 16, but I'm 5'3", she's just about, not all. 5 feet, short, she's short, but all go together, you know, because her father died, he got mother, and she got the young brother, see, they go all together, see, very good friend. So I know her 2 weeks, see. After 2 weeks, close friend already, very close friend already. All time I go there, you know, her house for dinner, go place, you know, before you could see the picture. But you know how much cost? 5 cents?
5 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have good time, you know. See?
Yeah.
I go with her for 6 years. 6 years. I am her first boyfriend, she's my first girlfriend, you know.
Uh-huh.
Very close. Just really get married, you know. See? Mm-hmm. But my father, he fled and married in the United States. He want me go home to marry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what my father did?
Why?
He sent me telegram. He said he very sick. He very sick, you know. He want to see me, see. If he not want to see me, he die. He feel bad, you know. That was it. Now you, before, you know, it's a bit hard to say, you know, see. After I got that telegram, I talked to the girl mother. I said, my father sent me a telegram. He said he's very sick. What can I do, you know? But, you know, she said, that's all right. I said, I pray if I go back home, I have no chance to marry. the girl, you know. So she said, right? She said,
so at the time that your father sent you the telegram, he was in China.
Yeah, in China. Yeah, uh-huh. He's retired already.
Yeah.
So he wanted me to go back to China to marry, see. But he never told me that. See. He said he's sick, really sick. He wanted me right away go back home. You know. I know something happened. You know.
Yeah.
So I talked to the girl, the mother, the girl, you know, everyone knows. The girl, the mama told me, he said, you know that, see. Chinese, you marry, you know, you like it, you love her, she love you all right, see, the marriage, see. But Chinese, a little bit different, see. Have old style, have a mama and daddy, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, see. If daddy and mama not okay, this not good, you know, that way, see. Yeah, this make me broke my heart, you know, see. So he said, I said, girl told me, he said, I fail you go home, you marry in China. It's Chinese, my mama told me, Chinese style is like that. See. If you not, I'm not marry you, I never marry. Never marry. I said, no, you can't say that. Yeah, I said, you know, don't feel like that way. Oh, so many boy, you know, good boy, you know, nice boy, rich boy, you know. Mm-hmm. He said, no, I don't think so. So I go back to China. My cousin, he got business in Shanghai. Mm-hmm. In Shanghai, the ship, you know, the stuff in Shanghai. My cousin told me, your father, when you engage a girl already. Oh, that time I tried, I killed myself, you know. I keep trying back to kill myself. What can I do? So I go back to Hong Kong, you know, go to Hong Kong.
Mm.
My cousin, he told me the same thing, but I can't say nothing. You know. So my father was from Thoi San,
mm-hmm.
come to Hong Kong, talk to me. I said, Daddy, what can you do like that for me? You help me pick up a girl for me? I said, I don't want it. I said, I'm going to go back to the United States right away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That time, time old style, made a feel the voice and the picture, you know, made a, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's something like that. I can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I said, all right, I never see that girl yet, you know, see. If you want to marry her, you tell her come to Hong Kong. I don't want to go back to Hoi San. I don't want to go back to Hoi San. No.
Uh-huh.
You tell her to come to see me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she did. So her sister and brother take her go to Hong Kong. Come to meet me. In there.
Uh-huh.
No. I said one more thing. I tell her, I am Christian. I want Christian. I want marry, not like a culture in Chinese style, you know, all about building. Yeah. I said, I want marry, I marry in the church.
Mm-hmm.
I marry in the church. It's all right. So, I take a look at the Canton City. So, I marry in the church, you know. Marry in the church, and go back to Hoi San, stay for 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I come from the United States. It's pretty bad, you know. But she's all right. She's better. You know. She take care of all the 7 children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Married for 57 years, no trouble. She died. You know.
Mm-hmm.
She got a happy family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But first of all, this make me. I try to kill myself.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't feel like it that way, you know. I never see the girl marry her. Who can do that? You know?
But a lot of Chinese people did that.
Oh no! Oh yeah, yeah.
You were born in China too.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
See, you can't say nothing.
Yeah.
The girl and boy can say nothing. See.
Yeah. But
if mama and daddy said okay, it's okay, you know. See.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not that old, you know. See.
Mm-hmm.
smothered my...
So what happened to the girlfriend here? The girlfriend that you met? You... She didn't marry?
I told my wife, I said, she's my girl. She said, it's all right. I know my wife. Now, I am your wife. You know, you have to take me. Mm-hmm. You know, take care of me. You help me. Everything okay. You're friend, you know. So she understands too. You know. Mm-hmm. She come to my house sometime, you know. Mm-hmm. Just a friend, you know. So. Mm-hmm.
That's a nice story.
And it's not a good story. You know, so make me, every time I think, you make me feel bad.
Yeah. But back in those days, you really had to listen to your father.
Oh, yeah, so I can't say nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And now, oh, it's all right. I'm not worried about it. It's okay, you know.
Before. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
When you decided to leave San Francisco and come to Los Angeles, what made you decide to choose Los Angeles?
Oh, you know why? Because the first thing, sometimes it's cold, you know, very cold. I'm cough all the time, you know, cough. And if I work for my father, I can't stand him, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, he gave me $20 money, he can do that, you can't do that, you know. Mm-hmm. No happy life, you know, you can go out 1 minute, you know. Just go to our school, nice school, have come back. I am Christian. I like go to church, you know. See? They say, oh, can you work out for the Sunday school? If I come back 5 minutes, he get mad at me. You come back to work for the have business somebody. But I can't do that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I talk. He said, oh, you can do that. You have to do that. I said, no, I tell you, I am young, see, but I am not that young already. I know everything, so I can't stand that kind of, you know, job. It's too old style, you know. You can, if sometime I go to church, some good church, some girl, you know, she go to church, that friend, you know, good pastor, say, hello, hi. Who may back, you know? He don't want me to talk to the girl, you know. Yeah. I can understand that kind of style in the family.
So you came to Los Angeles because the climate was better, the weather was warmer?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, very nice, yeah.
Did you already have friends and other relatives here, too?
Oh, yeah, I got another cousin here at the store down the Last Street Market, Potosi. I work for him.
Mm-hmm.
I work for him. But it's very hard time, too, but I still feel good. I come to Los Angeles, I got no bed to sleep. No? You know the, you know, been there down Night Street Market?
Uh-huh.
You know how old bed the building, you know?
Yeah.
With all these horses, you know, horse. The upstairs, the first time I come to my cousin, he got one single bed for himself. I got no bed for mine. I said, what's in my bed? He said, you know what I should do? I should use 5 orange box. 5 orange box together, no?
Yeah.
You put all put the sack on the bottom.
Yeah.
Put blanket on the top, you know, see? Mm-hmm. I got no place to wash my face.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a very hard time, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But I like it, I enjoy it, I like it.
Mm-hmm. So, when were you working for your friend? From
1916.
16 until when?
1916 to 1918.
How much?
Yeah. After that, I started my business by myself.
Okay. Now, when you worked for your friend, how many hours a day did you work for him, and how much did he pay you?
Oh, they're pretty good. From 1 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock in the morning to the 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the morning. See, I got $50 a month. See. Don't be $50 lunch money.
Mm-hmm.
See, I work for my father 12 hours a day, or $20. Mm-hmm. But I work 8 hours a day, I can even $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So like I save all my money, see. Mm-hmm. I'll save all my money. I meet my friend, you know. I open a store down Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
$2,000 do business. See? I got $1,000. My friend got $2,000. I open Chinese store, you know. Chinese grocery store, you know. I'm uh-huh. Chinatown, this way.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What was the name of your grocery store?
Yi Sing.
Yi Sing.
Yi Sing, you know.
Okay.
Not before Chinatown, you know. Not this one, way down, you know, this small Chinatown.
And where was your Yi Sing store? What's the address?
This is at 322 Machiso Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long did you have that store?
I have a store since 1921.
1918 to 1921?
Yeah.
Okay, and how was business during those years?
Oh, it's pretty good, you're doing good, you know. You know, before, you know, the old Chinese, old men, you know, doing the business, old men, you know, so don't do much business. I'm young man, you know, I do my way, you know. So my friend, a young man, told you, know, he's a young, 1 year younger me, you know, so he do pretty good, you know. Or you sell all about $50 a day, $60 a day. Mm-hmm. That is good money, you know, already,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So that time I can make a store, or store, but not that big, but 3 times that bigger, $30 a month for a rent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make, each one can make $100, $125 a month, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
So I go back to China that time, you know, I come back, I start a business down, say, wholesale market. I got by big truck, you know, big truck to take the order, you know, to deliver the order to the vegetable and food for the all different places.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they can, I can start a grocery store, but my and my wife. And,
okay, when you had the store with your friend, mm-hmm. 1918 to 1921,
mm-hmm.
Did you hire anybody else to work for you, or was it just you, you and your friend?
The 2 years, can't afford it.
Yeah. Just you and your friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, can we can come all day, all night. Yeah.
How many hours did you work?
Oh, from 7 to 10.
7 a.m. to 10 p.m.?
Yeah, Sunday, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. At that time, you know, I bought myself money, you know, want to make money.
So then in 1921,
yeah.
You started another grocery store?
Not grocery store. I got a big truck. I go back to the China, to Maryland, bring my wife back.
When did you go back to China to get 1921.
Yeah. I go back to China just about 4 months old, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm married for 3 weeks. I come back already. I can't stand it.
And then what did you do when you came back?
To the wholesale, you know. I got buy the big truck,
yeah.
The whole vegetable and fruit, you know. Go to the, take the order, the restaurant and grocery store, you know. Or say, get me some sack potato and all kinds of different stuff. Yeah, I take the order, deliver the order by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I buy the truck. You know.
Did your wife work with you?
Oh, no. She
no.
Got baby already. Uh-huh. Baby already, no. She can't. See, I married in 1921, see? And 1921, 1922, my old daughter born already.
Mm-hmm.
1923, my son born
already. Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. 11, one got 2 children, you know. This is a bit hard, you know, see?
Yeah.
So I have to work hard, you know.
Uh-huh.
This is what I'm trying to do a little bit. But from 1930, I told the grocery store. Grocery store.
So you had the truck from 1920
1921
to about 1930. Okay, did that by yourself?
By myself.
Okay, about how much money would you make a week or a month when you had the truck?
You can tell sometime, you know, $150 anyway.
Working when you had the truck?
Yeah, by myself.
$150 a month.
You know, before it was very hard time, you know.
Yeah.
They rent the old house, two storage, one bath, one in the kitchen, and one toilet for four families. Four families. I got my and my wife and two children. I rent one room for $30 a month. Yeah, before the Chinese, very, very hard for living.
Okay, so then what did you begin doing in 1930? You started a grocery store? Mm-hmm. Where was the grocery store?
Yeah, on the Central Avenue, Central, Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And there's Jefferson and Central Avenue.
And what was the name of the grocery store?
Yeah, Danhang Grocery.
Danhang Grocery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so how long did you have that grocery store?
About 9 years.
1930 to about 1939.
Yeah. After the change of landlord, you know, change of landlord, that time, the Chinese can't buy any property, you know, become a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I am not a citizen, normally, if